everyone, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Hacking Contest podcast. It's Thursday, the 15th of August 2013, and we're going to be discussing a few hacks from the collection, as we normally do, with a bunch of other stuff. We've got a bunch of people on here to discuss hacks, both judges and people who have downloaded the hacks and played them. We've also got a few new people on here for once, and we've even got Johnny! Hooray! I will let everyone introduce themselves. I'm Spanner, and basically running the entire contest. One at a time, please.
I'm Dalek Sam, and I'm still beta shit from Monday.
I'm Gearstrike. I'm one of the mods from Mega G-Wolf stream.
Who's next?
Yeah, I'll go next. Hey, I'm Kinosu, or Sinosu, however you want to pronounce it. I'm an admin at Retro. I've done the site for this year's hacking contest, and I'm a judge.
He also made everyone's favourite hack this year. We're only saying everyone's favourite so that we don't awaken him.
Oh my god, no, seriously. The one good thing about entering into the contest this year and about the contest being this week, no one's actually asking for where to download it anymore. Jeez.
Actually, someplace centralized for once.
I am Johnny, animator, game reviewer, let's player, and a pending member on Sonic Retro for about 3 years now.
Hooray! Don't worry, you have an approved member account on SSRG. You don't even have to go through the trialist phase because I'm so nice to you.
He's also Christopher Walken fanatic.
Well, no, not tonight.
Not tonight, that is.
No, not tonight.
And who are you?
But hello, everyone. I am at SF91. I was a... I'm a mod in Johnny's stream. I'm also a staff member at Sonic Paradox, and I also did a showcase stream just last night, and I sucked at it, but apparently some people liked it, so there you go.
Hey, anything to help get the word out there, you know. That's pretty much why I'm here in the first place, to bring more attention to the Sonic Hack. How long, out of curiosity, how long has the Sonic Hacking Contest been going?
This is the 11th contest, I believe. I think this started in 2002, where there was originally two
Christ
smaller
almighty
contests, and then it's been going on from there.
I didn't think it was going on that long. My God, I feel old now. Because I remember every single one of them.
Everybody else has introduced themselves, so I guess I'll just introduce myself. I'm Lazzy. I don't really think there's much more explanation to be put there.
Do we have anyone else? Oh, we have Dude here. I don't know if he's talking or not. Maybe he will be short. Maybe he will be later. But hello, Dude.
I'm available on request. I'm just busy.
I know that feeling.
All right.
He's on standby.
Yes. Call me if you need me.
Apologies if anyone's been listening to these podcasts for the last few days and expecting music. For some reason, the music does not want to comply with me today, so we're going to have to do it without music. Sorry!
So we'll just have dead air.
Yay!
Anyway, first things up, we would like to address something that happened just before we went on the air with our Mega G-Roll stream. Basically, there was a lot of disrespectful stuff made in the chat, which resulted in the stream going offline earlier than expected. We've got one of our mods here to explain this, but obviously, as a judge here, it's not really something we want to hear about, that streams have had to go off early because people have decided that it's fun to disrespect anyone, because Mega G will spend and taking his own time to do these streams that we've asked him to do, and it's benefited him as well, because he was getting all these viewers that he wasn't getting before. And when you're in these chats, you've got to behave yourself or you'll find yourself not being able to talk, because I don't know what's going to happen. I think there may be a subscriber only chat coming next time, or there won't be any chat at all. but Gearstrike can explain stuff as he's a mod.
Right. What happened today in G's chat was probably one of the worst things I've seen personally, like, in the year or so I moderated his chat, where I've never seen 200 plus people, you know, openly disrespect other viewers, openly disrespect the broadcaster, and openly disrespect, you know, the mods, and of course, most importantly, disrespecting the rules of all things. Behavior like that honestly doesn't fly for me, because I like to see people have fun in chats, but also I don't like seeing people see fun as constantly breaking rules and making, you know, everything harder for everyone else.
Rules exist for a reason. Exactly. And they're by default followed.
And I've liked watching these hacks so far. There's been some really interesting ones I've seen so far. It's just when I'm trying to, you know, watch a stream and actually moderate the chat as well, it becomes this thing where I actually wound up having more focus on the chats, trying to make sure everything goes smoothly because no one was following the rules. And it turned into this whole thing where people just did not bother heeding any warnings, heeding any rules, not listening to me or Darworth, another one of the mods. And even with a bot, we could only do so much. We could only get so many people and send out so many warnings that we actually wound up pulling off the warnings entirely and just went straight to timing out people. And not just that, now we've actually, Darworth, G, and myself have come to the agreement that it's going to be a one timeout, one, and then immediately a ban if you repeat it again. Like, we actually have been cracking down so hard on these rules because this kind of behavior is not excusable from anyone, I think. Like, this kind of behavior is not at all good.
No, not at all. No. I mean, the whole point of rules are obviously to be followed, but the whole point of rules is to actually put them in... they are put in place for a reason. They're not just there just to spoil your fun or anything like that.
They're there to, you know, make everything bearable for everyone else. If you can't follow them, then that means you can't respect, you know, the broadcast or the chat, the mods, or whoever is in the stream. And if you can't respect someone, then no one wants you around. So,
no, rules are in place.
It's only just going to make things more, in the end, it's just going to make things a lot more stricter in the end for you guys, so.
Yeah, if people can't follow the rules, we're just going to have to step the game up and actually bring down more banning and stuff like that, because that's just not, and I don't want to do that personally, because I, you know, I enjoy going to the streams and everything. I enjoy watching the stream and chatting with people, but when the chat gets to that point where you need to be as disrespectful as possible to everyone and not heed anyone's warnings, and then complain about when you get timed out for not heeding any warnings, it's
not a chat at that point, it's a circus.
Yeah, this is basically what one thing to mention, because rules are not in just streams. They're on forums, they're on RC, they're on everything. Just today I had to warn someone in the SSRG who made a post of just four emoticons. So, nice. Yeah. So, thanks, Hyper Mystic Adam. Enjoy your five warning points. And as you're a trialist, if you do this again, you will be going to limbo early.
Now, the thing is, with something like a live stream chat, obviously people want to chat, they want to chat about what's going on. Obviously, there's going to be in-jokes and things like that, especially with something like the internet. But, I don't know, just... they're funny, yes, but when they get overused, and especially in a stream with about 250 people in there, it's going to be overused very quickly. And it's just ridiculous.
One thing that was mentioned in particular of what not to say is these whole of Doom or of .exe.
Yeah, okay.
We've had this before. We don't want it, okay? Please. Yeah, okay, look,
I made the EXE hack. It was all very nice, and it's wonderful. Stop asking G to play it now, and also stop bringing up everything.exe. It's ridiculous. And yes, the Doom stuff is funny when it's actually said on the actual stream itself by G, because it's usually in context, but putting in the chat every 2 seconds, it's just not funny.
It's not. Stuff like that, it just runs its course. Like, it runs its course within, like, 5 minutes.
Well, on that chat was going, it was running within 10 seconds, but...
that's even worse.
But on that note, I also noticed in Johnny's stream, a lot of people were running a joke about, basically, ever since he showed the Sonic 1 CD port, people mm-hmm. started tacking on Sonic 2 CD, Sonic 3, and Knuckles CD, and all this, and they kept on running it. They've been running it for days now. So
that was more responsive. I made this little animation about a few years ago. It was called Sonic 3 CD and Knuckles and Knuckles. It's pretty much what happens when you combine like every single Sonic game in existence in the Genesis with a CD. I think there was a Game Genie in there along with the cleaning cart kit.
Someone needs to make that hack.
Yeah, I agree that it's a game that needs to be made, but I can understand it'd be annoying if anyone starts saying like, oh, you know, what about Sonic 4 CD and Knuckles and Amy and Scourge?
And it gets ridiculous. Yeah,
yeah, it gets very obnoxious. No one wants to, you know, read that every time they pop into a chat.
Exactly.
Because all you need to know is no, there is not going to be Sonic 3 and Knuckles for the iPhone. Stop asking it. Even Takashi Iizuka said, we have no plans on this because obviously they don't want to mess about with the music. Anyways,
I'm also... If you don't mind if I say something real quick?
Yeah, carry on.
I'm doing a write-up right now as well with the whole situation. If you guys want to post that anywhere or anything.
Yeah, sure. I'll put it on the front page.
All right, thanks. No, it's just this sort of behavior. It's really inexcusable no matter what the occasion is, but this has been probably one of the worst cases I've seen in a long time.
One of the things as well, it actually makes us from the hacking community look bad as well, because okay, it was GStream and is okay, there's some people there that are regulars in the chat as well that have probably been involved with this, but with this being specifically for the hacking stream, it's making us from the hacking community look absolutely terrible to you guys who have kindly decided to stream stuff from our contest.
Right.
So, guys, you're making us look shit. Stop it.
Me and Super Egg spent quite a lot of time trying to get these streams organized. And it's always good if we can even get more streams on, which we had with Donnie. The streams are there for people to watch, but the last thing we want is for there to be no streams at all. So please conduct yourself properly in the streams. If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all, okay?
It's as simple as that, and if people aren't willing to follow those rules and or people are willing to, you know, disrespect those who are trying to enjoy the streams or the hacks or, you know, chatting with, you know, the broadcaster and everything, it just leads to just pretty much hell on earth.
Mm.
It doesn't lead to anything good.
Long story short, grow up.
Bingo. Basically, yeah.
Anyway, before we get on to the hacks, let's look at the community trophy results so far. It's really changed. It's been changing quite a lot recently, obviously, now that people have been playing the hacks, changing votes, and watching the streams.
I haven't actually looked today, so I'm curious now.
There are a few which are pretty solid that they are getting the trophy now. For the Polygon Gym Community Trophy, it seems that an ordinary Sonic ROM hack's winning that. Absolutely. 50% in the votes. Nothing else is coming close to it.
I didn't expect that.
For the 11000101 Community Trophy, the Sonic Adventure 2 Battle Network is well in the lead.
Can I ask a question real quick? That binary, does that actually say a word? Because I can't read binary.
No, it's just
Overlord.
Random. It's just random.
Overlord said that it should have. I think it's like they should have added another layer number to it or something. He always says that.
It did change from last year's because it was. I thought it was simpler just to keep it at 8 characters.
Yeah. Okay. For the Lava Reef Community Trophy, this is one that's probably going to change before the end of the week because it's went from this hack to that hack, and all the others are slowly reducing or going up. So far, the winner of that is Sonic 1 at harder levels. But close to that is Metal Sonic Hyperdrive, and in third place, Sonic Winter Adventures. The next three, basically, the third place is the same, and the second place is the same, in which for the Hidden Palace, Windy Valley, and DA Garden, Sonic 2 Recreation is in third place and the S-Factor is in second place. For the DA Garden Community Trophy, in the lead is Sonic Winter Adventures. For Windy Valley, Metal Sonic Hyperdrive, and Hidden Palace, Sonic Generations, The Unleashed Project. So yeah, that's the results so far.
For when when is the last possible minute people can vote for their favorites?
That's a good question, actually. When are we going? When is the actual time we're meant to be turning this off?
I would definitely turn it off maybe 7 a.m. on Sunday, your time, Mark.
Just 7 a.m. So, oh, you expect me to be up at 7 a.m. on a Sunday?
Turn it off before you go.
I'll set up a script to do it. So anyone who views the page anyone who does anything on the site at that time, it'll just turn it off. Don't worry.
I think obviously the same condition will apply to the judges. A few judges have put in their stuff already, but we're not going to talk about that until Sunday.
No, so you do need
to be in for Sunday.
You're not learning of any of our actual trophy results until then.
And remember that the winner of the Hidden Palace trophy will receive $250 cash prize. So yeah. Mm. Anyway, I think we should get back to discussing some entries, and we're going to start off with probably one of the best ones we've had this year, Sonic Generations Unleashed Project, which is basically most of the levels in Generations, the day stages in... Sorry, most of the Unleashed stages in Generations, which is quite impressive, and all you can have this renderer that'll show the unleashed graphical effects and everything. So yeah, what does everyone think about this so far?
Wouldn't know, haven't got a GPU.
Hooray!
I don't know, I played it when it originally came out, before the contest or anything like that. Yeah, it's highly impressive what they've done, that they've managed to reverse engineer everything in Generations and slowly putting everything in. Very, very, a very impressive feat. Obviously, they've been improving things. They've had to replace things where they've needed to, and not everything is 100% perfect. But they're getting there, and if they're probably as close as they're going to get, it's brilliant.
Yeah, very much a similar story, because I actually showed off the Unleashed project in a video I did about Sonic Generations, and because I was very curious to see if they claim it's this, but does it actually work? And I'm not exactly familiar with how Generations modding works, so I figured this would be a good first try. And I downloaded it. It's very easy to install, actually, and I gave it a shot, and it's pretty much the daytime stages of Sonic Unleashed as I remembered it. Only, you know, no Warhog, no QuickTime events, no... What else annoyed me? No metal hunting, actually. Sonic Unleashed, and I tell people now all the time, is like, if you got the PC version of Generations and you're not afraid to like mod anything with your system, then by all means get this mod, because this is fantastic stuff, and I'm very much impressed with this.
One thing about this mod that is really, really awesome is that it is responsible for almost all of the development tools. Like Sonic G Level was pretty much built for that project, and without this project, the Generations modding scene as a whole would pretty much not exist.
No, I mean, obviously for a large project is where usually tools like this come into play, and the fact that it has generated so much, and the fact that it's generated such a huge hacking backing for it as well for Generations, there's tons of stuff coming out for it now. It's quite a thing.
Now, what I was thinking, well, what I've previously been saying, is that there had been a decline of Mega Drive hacking in favour of more of the Generation stuff. Mm. Although, this year's contest, there was plenty of Mega Drive entries, there were a few Generations ones, and there was only one Sonic Adventure DX entry. Compare that with previous runs.
Something tells me that next year we're going to get a lot more Generations hacks.
Mm.
I think that speaks to the quality of the development tools for Sonic Generations. I mean, these are almost professional-grade development tools made by reverse engineering. So it's really like an anomaly in terms of, you know, the modding and hacking world.
Well, it's one of those things, if the need is there, people will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the need was there, so people have done it.
And one of the most important things to mention is pretty much most of the trophies can be applied to Generations mods. It's not just for Mega Drive entries or anything else.
No,
Generations entries can win it.
I mean, we do have, obviously there is a specific Generations trophy, but that's because we've always had a specific 3D trophy every year anyway, for just to give those recognition, just because of the disproportionate number of Mega Drive hacks to the actual 3D hacks.
Like, there's one thing I want to say, though, is there's a few trophies that I do wish that only applied to the Mega Drive hacks, like the DA Garden trophy that I wish only applied to, like, stuff that used the YM2612 only for music, but...
I don't know, I mean, if you're going to use it for your Mega CD hack and actually put in full-on music for it, then go for it, seriously.
Mm.
If it is your unique music going in there, it's your unique remixes, arranges, etc., and it's not just just tracks taken from elsewhere, then I think it should go for it. If you've created a Generations mod and you've put in your own level music in that way, then I think the DA trophy should go to you as well. The DA trophy, I think, is for music. The reason why most people, why Mega Drive hacks get more recognition on it for songs that already exist is because someone has to convert it in the first place to work on the YM2612.
Unless you're Falk and has all this experience and can pretty much make an entire soundtrack that would obviously be deserving of the trophy, yeah, it's mostly Mega Drive stuff.
Remember, it's not just Falk that does that stuff. It's the others as well.
I know. Falk is more of the most notable one, though, because he even did stuff for the Unleashed project.
He did. He did the Y-Wald stuff for it, which works bloody well for it.
It's really good.
It's actually quite scary how orchestral sounding it is, like professional orchestral sounding.
I would say Falk needs to be paid well over in his thousands of euros, or dollars, or whatever, because he deserves a professional producer job.
Okay, you can pay him.
I don't think I'd be able to.
Does he accept payment in Zimbabwean dollars? He can be a trillionaire and it's only worth 2 pence.
Oh boy.
But yeah, it's really impressive, this mod, and it's definitely probably the best mod that is out there so far. Everyone's talking about it. We can't wait to see what else comes out of Generations modding, but this is the highlight of it. If we can get other games and have generation versions of them, it'd be good. Like, for example, I've never played Sonic 06. Would you be able to actually fix that game up and have it in Generations? It'd be a little bit of a challenge, but hey, maybe people might actually like the game in a way.
But you could just play the Mel Pronto pack instead.
Well, there was no download for the Mel Pronto pack, and nobody knows how to how this will work if it's needing a modded console or anything.
But Eggman with a sombrero, it's
look,
perfect.
As tempting as that is, I'm not going to modify my 360 just to have Eggman and some. I can draw Eggman on a sombrero, and it wouldn't produce the same effect. But that's the only one. That's the only entry I'm really bummed out that I didn't get a chance to play, because it requires hardware modifications. But I've seen good things about it because I actually do follow Mel Pontro on YouTube, and I see the things that he does with Unleashed and 06. And maybe one day, if because I think out of all of us here on this chat, I think I'm probably the least tech savvy out of everybody. Like, I don't ask me how to hack anything. I'll actually bring out a toolbox and think it has something to do with that.
I'm pretty bad myself when it comes to technical stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I can laugh at Donnie then. But I have little to no experience in any of that sort of thing. But so is it even possible to like take the source from like a 360 disc or PS3 disc and implement it on the PC or anything like that?
It's possible, but only in the most pedantic technical sense. It's effectively impossible.
Gotcha. Damn.
Well, practically impossible.
Yeah, exactly. Practically impossible.
It can't be done. It's
possible, but for all practical purposes, don't bother.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, it's definitely one of the most impressive things we've seen. Don't be surprised if it wins any of the trophies this year. It will win one thing. At least we've guaranteed, unless things change, that's our Hidden Palace Humanity Trophy winner this year. But things can change.
And if not that, a place in our hearts forever and ever.
Yeah. So keep up the good work. Anyway, next up, unless anyone's got anything more to say about this?
Next up we have Sonic Green Snake.
Now, let's talk about this. 1 year ago, there was this person called Green Snake who pissed everyone off by giving us Sonic Green Snake a hack which pretty much had content stolen from everywhere. Sonic Eraser, Dalek Sam's music, I'm sure I heard something from mine in it somewhere. Pretty much every source code found was put into this hack, and it pissed people off. He was given our chance at SSRG to show that he wasn't a thieving cunt, and he posted that hack. And we've got it pinned on the SSRG forums called The Hack of Shame. You can download The Hack of Shame. And then, when you've played that, play this, because it's a massive improvement. There's no stolen content everywhere. It's definitely, well, like I said, it's a massive improvement. It's a change that, obviously, if you take some time to do things properly, you'll get somewhere.
Hmm. Hint, hint, Thomas Speedrunner.
Oh, no. he submitted, when we were doing this music contest, a remix, which was pretty much nothing touched to it, aside from a few notes being changed and the music being slow. That's what he called a remix. Oh, dear. But yes, if you're interested in hacking and that, don't go into the deep end already. Take some time, learn about stuff, and then it will work out.
Hmm. Nah, but when I gone through it last night, there was it's not bad at all. Honestly, it's definitely a massive step up from before, so props, Jim.
I'm going to be showing it off for tomorrow night's stream before I spend about 3 hours on the Unleashed project. And from what I've played so far is interesting to me at least, but I've only played enough to the point where I just noticed the kick-ass Sigma Fortress remix from Mega Man X, and I gotta say kudos to whoever did that. Was the same guy responsible for the music as well, besides...
Spoken to Green Snake himself, not except for one track in the game. None of it was by him. I think it was by one of the other people he has contacts with.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever did it, then the kudos, because that is a kick-ass remix of Sigma Fortress. But that's really much all I can say about it right now, because I don't have much experience with it at this point.
No one else? Anyone to say?
I'm trying to think. Well, all I can really say at this point is it's definitely a massive improvement from last time, and it's something to keep the progress up and everything. Although some people are interested where the Son Games dimension is, as I'm sure everyone's seen the glitch on the streams when that happens.
The Son dimension.
Yeah, I had it happen twice when I was playing Sonic on the harder levels.
It happened to me once when I was streaming it myself, so...
Oh, I don't know how that really works. Is it like they've made some sort of level and then they're using the Sonic object and they've not reset their lives or anything, so if you've not got any lives, it's playing the game over music.
Wonderful.
I won't lie though, the glitches, although they really shouldn't be in there, they can be just as amusing as the game for some reason.
For different reasons, but then again, this is exactly like you said yourself, Donnie, last night. This is why it's a good idea to like showcase this kind of stuff, so the developers can see how other people play the game. Any kind of bug or glitch that exists that the developer may not be aware of, and they can get to fixing it for a later updated re-release.
There's one thing I'll say about this hack before I move on to anything else. This is a good hack for beginners starting their ROM hacking journey. Like, Selby did the exact same as Green Snake, so did Vlad at Comper, and look where they are. They're some of the most highly respected people in the Sonic scene, and look what they've managed to pull off the Mega Drive. Vlad at Comper's pulled off some amazing things in Winter Adventures, which we'll be talking about later, I believe. Right.
Yep.
By the way, before I'm just interrupting you, please don't say that Thomas Speedrunner is going to be one of the most highly respected people next year.
You never know, because at one point, Spanner, we were all saying the same about you.
Hey, I didn't do that much. Else.
But
anyway,
you can get anywhere if you work hard.
Yeah. So. If you work hard and you actually show that you have some form of maturity, you can actually get pretty far in a year.
Yeah.
So don't think because you're fucked up now, you're never going to come back to it. You have a good chance to work your well, improve yourself, and you'll get somewhere. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all we've done for Green Snake. If you're listening to the stream, we ask you to look at the website right now at shg.sonicresets.org for a post explaining the Twitch TV incident earlier with Mega Geo stream. Have a good read at that, and hopefully you can understand it. Next up, we are going for the Sonic Random Hacks Labyrinth Zone demo. This is basically Labyrinth Zone full level edit, some art edits. That's all, really, I think.
For what it is, I think it's quite a nice little hack, actually. I mean, obviously, it's not one of these extensive full game modifications yet. The music's still the same, apart from the drums. It's using Flamewing's driver, if I remember correctly. So it's using Sonic 3's music, which is a nice touch to it. The level art has changed slightly. The tiles and the chunks are obviously changed, and the levels are huge. It's not a full game's worth, but the levels will last you a good 20 minutes at least.
What I will say is I've never had the confidence to tackle Labyrinth Zone editing it myself. So it's because all the water shit scares the hell out of me, quite frankly. But
why does it scare you?
Because the drowning music in your childhood was something that made you shit yourself.
I said, why is, he says that he's scared of editing it, not scared of playing
it. It's the water levels and adding the bubbles in the correct places, because I'm not really sure how to balance that stuff out or how to easily set up the water level so it would move dynamically or stuff like that. So it's a level I've always been afraid to touch, like Green Hill, Marble Zone, Starlight, pretty easy to touch, and you can get well stuck into them pretty easily. But Labyrinth, so I can appreciate this hack a bit more.
Speaking of water levels, you should see how complicated the implementation for the rising water is in Chemical Plant Generations. There are so many of these little spline paths all stacked on top of each other, and the object set up for it is just ridiculous. I don't think I could emulate it if I wanted to.
Hey, well, at least there's one thing. There's actually water levels in a 3D game, because before that, you just drown. Even if it's 2D.
Well, no, because you had it in colours.
Yeah, but I did mean colours as well, but finally we're getting water levels again.
Poking holes in your logic, sorry, sir.
One thing you can't do in Generations, though, is you can't use the free camera underwater in 3D mode, because the camera will actually do whatever it can to stay above the surface instead of staying behind you.
Seriously?
Yeah, we tried this. We were going to have a huge underwater platforming section in Mystic Ruins, but every time we tried it, Sonic would go down in the water and he'd chill, and the camera would just sit there at the surface, staring directly down at him. And I'm like, oh, come on.
The camera has aquaphobia.
Clearly.
Oh, God.
The camera was too light. It was just floating.
So the camera hates water just as much as Sonic does now.
Yeah. And apparently, if you use one of the specific camera objects to get it to go underwater, the water distortion effect isn't there, because the water distortion effect is actually just a shader slapped on top of a plane. So you would have to find a way to attach this plane to the camera object and get it to only show up underwater.
A shader lens.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't think that's such a bother in the first place, not to have the actual water effect, as long as it actually plays like underwater. I mean, in Sonic 1, the original Sonic 1, there was no ripple. It was only in version 2 that they started adding things like that.
Yeah. Well, even then, if I remember correctly, in like Sonic 1, in the revisions, things start like swaying left and right, like background objects, and
yeah,
they do. They do in version 2, but there's masses of slowdown.
The point I was making was that there are some objects that are under the effect of like being underwater, but Sonic never was, if I recall correctly.
No, sprites never were due to the way that everything works with that, but the background itself was due to being able to play around with the rasterization.
You think, but yeah. you would think of it since everything's underwater, everything should at least have some sort of wavy effect. That never really bothered me when I was playing Sonic. So,
well, there was also the underwater palette that was there, and in Generations, there's no equivalent. It doesn't do anything. It just
It just looks completely normal.
Unless you can see the surface of the water, you have no way of knowing that you're underwater.
Hmm.
Oh, then ding ding. Ding ding. Beep 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 beep.
Believe me, I tried. I really did try.
The air is toxic.
I'm sure someone will find a way soon enough. Someone will get bored enough and go traipsing through everything.
Oh dear. but there's one thing about water that's actually interesting. Like, if you look in Sonic 3's Hydro City Zone, it has this unique effect where you can see the surface of the water and it deforms depending on your height, and it's technically impressive.
Like, I know it's a completely different hack, but in S Factor,
yeah, it does that as well.
We do that as well.
That amazed me when I saw that.
When it got added,
stunned.
I was like, "Whoa, that's awesome!"
But you know, that's one effect I would like to see more in games, rather than seeing the mountain on the ocean in Misty Maze Zone. doesn't make sense being able to see the surface of the water underwater. But, yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to Labyrinth Zone hack.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in all, it's a nice little layout hack more than anything.
I think it does a good job in providing a decent underwater challenge for a Sonic game, because there's actually one thing I did like in the hack was I don't remember if it was Act 2 or Act 3 is that you had the bubble monitors, that's what I called them, because you broke them and you pretty much get an instant air bubble, so you no longer have to rely on getting to a sprouting location and hope to God you get one before the timer runs out.
Oh, you mean the goggle monitors?
Yeah.
But weren't they just at the end of the act for the signpost, if I remember correctly? I think what they were there was literally, you get it, you no longer drown, because you are right at the end of the act.
I remember there being one near the end of one act, when I think it was Act 3, they were all over the place. There was no bubble sprouters. They were just monitors located all over the place. So now it's just a matter of getting through the much more difficult level design and getting to a bubble monitor in time before you drown. I had a lot of close calls when I was streaming.
You did.
But I was still able to do it relatively smoothly. Again, I've been playing Sonic games for almost 20 years now. I was able to do it relatively smoothly. But I think in and of itself it's actually a decent challenge for those who are interested in that sort of thing. So yeah, I'll definitely give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if the Electro Ball works on some of his object placement, because a little of it's odd, particularly Act 3. But anyway, if he works on the object placement, cleans it up, it could be a nice little layout hack.
Yeah, my only recommendation is get rid of that pike that's behind a foreground object.
Yeah.
That
was really, really cruel.
So, quick question. What have I missed so far up to this point? Quick summary.
Unleashed Project, Green Snake, and we're talking about the Labyrinth Zone demo.
Something random hacks. That's it.
So basically I've just caught up just in time.
More
Okay.
Although we're nearly, we've got about 18 minutes until the second hour, so, yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry, I just got home from taking a final, so, whew.
Woo!
Woo!
Anyway, let's move on to a new hack.
Okay, let's check the list next. Up is Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Time Attack by everyone's favorite person, Red Hot Sonic.
Red Hot Sonic!
Oh boy.
I don't know, I was quite impressed with the way that, on this actually, specifically for the SRAM, what he's done to try and prevent hacking.
I think at this point we all know that Red Hot Sonic is so insistent on not letting people do this or that, this or that. He wouldn't even
Just not talk about that and go into it, because you just sound like you're bitching.
Yay. but yeah, I guess. No, I really want to know how
With the SRAM stuff, I mean, I've had to deal with this myself. If you remember, it was 2010. With the online one. To be able to get that to work with online stuff, I had to protect SRAM. I had to protect God knows how. Many different things.
How does it usually work anyway? Is it like you call? Is it like when you load a save state or something, there's a change in SRAM, and when the code detects that there's a change in SRAM, it just shits everywhere? And
Wish. In the original gens and some versions of regen, SRAM wasn't kept in save states, but in KegaFusion it was, which meant that if we did a check like that, where we put something in RAM and match it up with SRAM and carry on changing it constantly, that would work, but after a while, no, that didn't work. The way I had to get it done was, fun enough, when you play the hack offline, it uses a completely separate section of SRAM, was the way that I did it, because the plugin itself, which let you play online, was the thing that did the checking, which is how I did it. How he's probably done it more than anything else, I'm not sure how he's done it for save states, but I do know in terms of actually editing SRAM, instead of just shoving in values of 1s and 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you encode it in some form, and you put it in multiple places, and you have sections of coding. And it does work. It's just a pain in the ass. But, I don't know, I mean, it's one of those hacks. Obviously, you've got time attack scores, you post your score online, everyone's happy. I mean, everyone does like to challenge these things, everyone does like to play around. Yeah. It is definitely something that I can see appealing to a number of people.
I think it's something Selby brought up on Tuesday. It's just a novelty concept, given gimmick hack with no meat of its own to stand up upon, so.
Which is, yeah, I mean, fair enough.
It's not something I really find appealing, so.
Yeah, let me get my schedule again real quick. I have a schedule.
Organized.
I'm going to be showcasing it a bit tonight. It won't be very long, though, because you guys are exactly right. It's a very interesting thing for those that do like to speed. Like, I can imagine, like, Speed Demos Archive getting used out of this for actually keeping track of their times instead of having, you know, some guy with a stopwatch monitoring someone else playing the game. But other than that, though, it's still, from a structure standpoint, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And I think it's safe to say we've all seen that to death at this point.
Yeah.
Fujimiro.
It'd just be nice to see if he actually does add anything extra into it. I think he was thinking of adding in some form of online in there. It was just the way he was actually going to do it in the first place. No one actually knew.
Well, it's just like leaderboards, or we're talking like online multiplayer or something like that?
No, it wouldn't be online multiplayer. It'd be leaderboards.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Lazzy, tell me, have you designed something for online multiplayer?
We're not talking about that right now. We're not talking about that.
Oh, so I've got competition, have I? Okay.
You've had competition for a long time.
Oh, I know.
Speaking of, what's happened to Retro Channel, out of interest?
We're not talking about that right now.
Damn right, he's got his secrets and I've got mine.
It's confidential.
That's how it's just going to be.
Let's just say that for the opening of that All-Star thing, you guys are all in for a very big treat.
Oh my god.
Delicious.
You've got me excited now, Mark.
But we're talking a good while off yet.
See, I have the advantage. I have a hardware hacker on my side.
Yeah, most of my stuff isn't actually going to work on hardware, but at this point I don't care.
Yeah, I got a guy designing a flash card just for this occasion.
Good for you.
Org will be really mad of you, Mark. Org will be pissed off of you,
Mark. Oh no!
What are we going to do about someone German? Oh, right, we can talk to Selby instead.
I want my favorite Nazi to be on, guys.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
The idea is neat, but it's, as we said, it's not really got a lot to stand up upon, so... Yeah. Props to RTS.
It's basically like kind of like my hack, Build-A-Burger. It really has nothing to stand on. It's just more or less a... If you're into doing whatever, if you're into that, I mean, go for it. I don't even know why I released it. I think originally I made that hack just to see what I could do hack-wise. I don't even think there was anything to it.
Just to prove that you had a little bit more competency than people expected?
More or less.
A rite of passage as a way.
I guess.
Hmm.
I mean, eventually I'm probably going to drop Build-A-Burger altogether or completely scrap it and restart with a brand new... I don't know. I'd probably just drop it eventually.
Put an actual burger in it. For starters. Yeah. I'm still very disappointed in that, Kevin. I was like, Sonic 2 Build-A-Burger. At first I was thinking of maybe like, is this going to be like some sort of Sonic 2 with like Burger Time fused in it? And I was like, no,
oh,
it's just, it just has a lot of customization options. I was like, but there's no burger here. And I was like,
It really doesn't help that every time this hack has actually been brought up, I've been eating burgers.
Oh, so that's what it's trying to do.
Clearly, it should try to add Sweet Mountain into the mix.
Nice timing.
Subliminal imagery for Sonic. That's basically what it is. The restaurant chain.
You get a Burger King logo, it just flashes for you in front of your eyes for like a split second, makes you hungry for Burger King.
Get your pretzel dog's hair.
Yeah.
I like
that. That actually sounds like an interesting concept. I actually make a hack where everything, all the levels are just food based, and not like Sonic Colors. Like no, just actually, I think that would be kind of like Sonic Colors. Never mind.
If they make it, it should be called Cloudy with a Chance of Sonic.
God.
Well, there we go. We've got your new ROM hack ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's see what you did there.
Here's your next project. Have fun.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
See you
anyway, let's move on to another hack.
Your hack, Mark.
What's next on the list?
Your other hack.
Oh, Never Stop Running. Yes. A fun hack to make. Basically, Sonic 1 with cutscenes and levels that just flow straight into the next. Sonic
what compelled you to make this out of curiosity?
One, for things I can't speak about.
Well, that's not a very good
one sign. For things I can't speak about, and two, because I felt like it, and I wanted to give it a go. I don't know. Everyone says that it's always one of these wonderful things that, you know, you have the levels that just flow from one to the other, and like in Sonic 3 and Sonic 3 and Knuckles. And I thought I'd give it a go, because everyone says that it's one of these really hard things to do. When actually, it's actually quite an easy thing to do. You just need to know exactly everything that has to happen in the first place. The levels themselves don't actually flow from one to the other. All that's happening is silent loading and silent movement. Quite literally, at the end of the act, the end of the act layout matches that at the beginning of the next act layout. At the point of loading, Sonic moves instantly. The things you have to worry about more than anything else are things like background deformation. But other than that, it all just flows through almost perfectly straight away. It really didn't take long to do this. The longest thing that took on this were the cutscenes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a neat idea, so...
Oh no, it was good fun. And then I threw in the overall results screen afterwards for the hell of it. Where you've got results all the way running down the bloody screen.
Typical of you.
Yes, very typical of me to do something like that. What can I say? I like my little gimmick hacks. They're fun.
Yeah, it's a little gimmick hack, but hey, it works. It's good fun.
Mm.
Something to just play on the side when you're bored.
Exactly. It's not one of those huge, major game-changing hacks, obviously, like where everything has changed, but... These days, I actually don't have time to do things like that. So I'd rather focus on the small little things instead.
Yeah, it's a proof of concept for people who want to get into hacking. It's like, hey, you can do this, you know. See, you can do that.
Mm.
From one proof of concept hack to another, we have the last one we're going to be talking about tonight for proof of concepts, which is Green Snake's Sonic versus Camera.
Oh, God.
Okay, I have three words for this. Fuck the camera.
I have three words for this, and they're from the initials that are after the hack in the first place. Piece of crap.
Piece of crap. It's like I'm really playing Sonic Adventure 2 again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the joke everybody made when they first heard the title, Sonic versus Camera. Okay, so are we playing all the 3D games in a row here, or what? But, I had the pleasure of streaming this, I think it was Tuesday, right, Donnie?
Yeah.
Last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I couldn't finish Green Hill Act 1. That's bad.
I mean, I like the idea, but its execution was much to be desired.
Well, it's a two-player game, isn't it? Like, I hear, like, control Sonic.
You're supposed to essentially have one player controlling Sonic and the other person controlling the camera.
Which is what I thought when I first played it, that was how I tried it out. I actually didn't know that player one could control, well, I say control badly, some form of the camera. As player one, I only saw that when I saw Mega Drivel streaming it. But other than that, I thought it was just, hey, player two could control the camera. This is nice. Okay, let's move on to the next hack in 2 seconds. Because I don't have a second controller to try and control the camera at the same time as.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really the problem with this hack. It's just that obviously not everybody actually. Have you even checked to see if this hack works on hardware?
I'll probably test it later, and then I'll let you know.
Well, I mean, like, if the case is no, then, I mean, obviously, I mean, I really doubt people have the time or find the need to have two controllers for their PC just to play for a Sega Genesis emulator just for this. So, I mean, the concept is interesting. The execution could be more or less. There could be more. It's like leaves more to be desired, but at the same time, it just doesn't work for what we're going for.
It's one of those hacks that really you can't play by yourself and really get enjoyment out of it. I think it gets its maximum potential when there's actually another player.
It's one of those hacks where it sounds like a neat idea when you're discussing it, but in execution, it just doesn't really work very well.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, imagine doing netplay with this, where the person is laggy on the other end. That's going to go down really well.
Sonic Adventure.
you go there. No, not there. There. No, damn you.
Where, sorry?
Camera.
You go left.
No, your other left.
What are you doing? Ah.
It's like I'm playing Sonic Adventure 2 all over again.
The worst brother ever.
Thank you, Green Snake, for providing entertainment to this Skype group.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've all spent more time discussing the damn thing than playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because most of us just threw our controllers across the room and quit.
I think I got to like the first. I don't even think I got was able to get past the first bridge in Green Hill Zone. I'm not doing this. Nope. Close. I'd rather study stats than actually play this hack.
I think if anyone got past the first act, then they deserve extra props.
I couldn't imagine how anybody would get past. Well, depending on the route you take, I couldn't imagine how anybody would get past the S2 part.
After G played it, I did actually give it a go. And you can actually beat Act 1. I actually got to Act 2, and then I just could not be bothered.
That's all right.
Oh my god.
It's more frustration than it's worth.
Anyway, enough discussing this thing. Let's go on to Sonic Winter Adventures.
Oh, yeah.
I love this game.
It's quite chilly.
This game. Brilliant,
yes.
Absolutely brilliant hack, and now that he's decided to put some of the Mega CD Mode 1 stuff into it, I think it's Mode 1 stuff that he's done with this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was some work that was from Mark Eatreson and I.
Mm.
That we helped.
I think it just improves it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Agreed. Though I'm pretty sure that now that he's seen some of what we can do with the Mega CD, I don't think he's satisfied.
Oh, sure. someone like that, clearly not. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Most definitely not seen the last of his stuff.
Oh no, you have.
Actually, so
is this game both a Genesis game and a Sega CD game?
It's a Mega Drive game, so it works off a cartridge, but you have the ability to play the music off of a CD.
Oh.
So you can have high quality music if you want it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Quality Redbook audio.
Vladik Kompers massively impressed me every single time he releases something.
Yes. His sound driver is amazing. I have to say, he's been quite a lot of help with a lot of projects in private.
His sound driver is amazing, and I'm using it myself because it is amazing.
Yeah, he's helping Tristan and I build a much better sound driver.
Oh my god.
You'll get some entertainment out of it, but I'll probably explain it to you later.
Oh my.
But no, yeah. What's that?
Yeah. And its limitations, yeah, you can kiss those goodbye.
Oh my goodness, sprite scaling, are we going to be able to see that? I wonder. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I think he was doing a couple tests with those, so who knows, maybe we'll see that in the future.
This is one of my favorite hacks for a reason from the contest this year. It's just so fun.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah. It's like, good fun. It's got new levels, new music, obviously. Both a good Mega Drive soundtrack and a good CDDA soundtrack. So,
oh yeah, still
right there. They're both really good.
You've I would love to contribute really to it. Myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you're saying, Kevin?
I mean, actually, with his hack, I mean, it's just a reimagining of certain levels. It's just, I mean, his Green Hill Zone, I mean, you look at it, the level itself was like Green Hill Zone, but I mean, you sit there and you're just like, this isn't Green Hill Zone. I mean, it's the boss's design is just genius. I mean, I'm sitting there, the little wrecking ball just around. I mean, I would never think that somebody could make that into a boss. And then having, you know, like, lots of people, like, you would expect to see, like, a Mega Sonic boss. I mean, but instead, it's just a Sonic clone. It's not something I would expect somebody to think of, much less actually do. I mean, but then again, it is Vladik, and I mean, he did make a hack where you had to. There was, like, a quiz show boss, so...
Like, not only is it technically impressive, gameplay-wise, it is really fun to play. It's something that deserves a lot of props.
Fast-paced, multiple pathways, interesting boss fights. The third act boss fight, the robot Sonic that you fight with the little antenna sticking out of it, I do like that. The only thing that really kind of confused me about that boss fight was this death animation, where it just explodes for a little bit, and then it just slowly shifts up. I was like, "Oh, okay, then I guess I won." It's three winter levels, and then it's that only one of the Aztec Castle level at the end. That's what was anybody else getting like Sonic Mega Mix vibes from the Aztec level?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit, I mean.
Yeah, a little bit of influence, but for the most part, it still felt very original.
Yeah. Regardless of such, I found the game itself to be very enjoyable to play. Definitely one of the highlights of this year, and I'll definitely be giving it another look at well when the contest is well over. So, yeah, kudos. Yeah.
Again, yeah. I would love to put my own stuff in for the CDDA audio stuff, instead of having stuff taken from the arranged Mega Man Zero soundtracks. Just get myself a little more known.
Oh yeah, well, you know, he's around on IRC.
Mm.
Well, not right now, but
yeah, but he's not being on the plane or whatever.
Yeah, but Kevin or I and will probably point you the right direction.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, Sam, don't you hang? You are hanging on Anokas, right?
No, I am not, but I should.
You need to.
Yeah,
it's all sorts of fun stuff. We talk about sound driver crap all the time.
Oh, dear.
Data would make horrible jokes, one of the two.
Eh.
All depends.
But, Winter Adventures.
It's fantastic.
I honestly, if it doesn't get placed for a trophy, Hidden Palace trophy, I'd be really upset. Just because
I think it's in the second place or third place for the Hidden Palace, but I'm not sure.
I'd be disappointed if it didn't get anything, because it really is a nice hack. It really is. I very much enjoyed it.
It's in the lead for the DA Garden.
Cool. Thanks, Banner.
I liked it enough that I threw it on the front page of Retro, so that says a lot.
I haven't even...
I know, because that means a lot these days.
Retro has a front page?
Yeah, we have a front page. What?
Front page?
Well, I just turn the page, and yeah, I ignore it. That was a terrible joke.
Terrible jokes? Well, we're just stalling. Come on now.
Well, that is exactly what we are doing.
Spanner, bring up TSSZ.
Of course you're going to bring him up.
Why do we have to mention it every single time I show up? Come on.
Just leave it alone. Let it die.
Let Tristan Bresnan do his own thing.
Seriously.
It's just,
times they're magically delicious.
Oh no, I'm just kind of surprised though. I mean, it's just that, you know, with all the crap that we've... I mean, how many official like game streams have we had? We had Sonic Paradox. We got Some Call Me Johnny. We've got Mega G Wolf. We have Geek Critique, and then there's like everybody else. I mean, I'm kind of surprised, really, that
it's
he has
the initial media coverage that's kicked off all the other media coverage.
I know, but it's
doing a lot of good for the hacking scene and our names, because we're getting recognition for the stuff we're doing. It's a pretty nice feeling to see all these big names looking at our stuff and making it known for the people out there, and making Scarred Sons lunch awkward.
I'm pretty certain her lunch is always kind of awkward,
but because I actually have to go get ready to do do a few things before I get ready for tonight's stream. But I really did enjoy showcasing a lot of these hacks. All the streams I've hosted as of tonight have been really fun for me to do. You know, especially with day two, where we did all those games. And in addition to I don't understand the walking jokes and the tangents we went off during those streams, but. This has actually been a very fun week for me, so I am definitely looking forward to doing this again for next year. And hell, as long as there's a Sonic hacking contest, I'll definitely host live streams and show off all the whatever hacks and modifications they have to offer. As long as it's in my power to modify, of course. You know, I'm still not gonna tinker with any of my hardware just for the sake of playing something I may or may not like.
Melipontro's fun pack of funness.
I can't do it. Sorry.
Doodling, ring, ring.
Actually, so John, is it going to be? Are you streaming? Are we going to be on your stream tonight, or is that tomorrow night? Whatever.
Tomorrow night is the final night. Because tonight I have a few guests with me already planned.
Okay.
But yeah, tomorrow night is I'm going to be showing off whatever I didn't show off these past few days, and I'm ending with the Unleashed project, because that's the one I really want to spend the most time with. It's only because I have a lot of fun with it. But yeah, I was actually I was, unless one of you here is Chimera from Sonic Retro, I was contacted. Is it a guy or a girl? First off, I need to ask. It's a guy. Okay, I just want to make sure, because I got a gender wrong on day one, and she tweeted me about that, and I had to apologize.
Wait, who was it?
She was responsible for some of the music in Sonic Generations Adventure music, like the White World Emerald Coast music.
Falk.
Oh, it's Falk.
Isn't it?
What is it? Is Valk a girl?
We can pretend she is.
Oh, can you just... Let's just say, yeah. But yeah, tomorrow night is going to be the final night of the stream, and I'm going to be spending about 3 hours on the Unleashed project because I do love that mod, and I'm going to be having Chimera, and he said he's bringing another developer of the Unleashed project with him. So in addition to the judges, we have, you know, those two along as well. So whoever wants to join me, just, you know, feel free to give me a chat, and we'll be sure to set up before the stream actually begins, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just to give you a heads up.
I forgot to ask. For the past few nights, I know first night had like 700 people view last few nights.
Wait, one more time, Kevin, because you're kind
of... broke up there, so repeat yourself, please.
Okay, sorry. No, I'm asking, for the first night, you said you had like 700 or so. So, for the... How about these past few nights?
I've been like averaging about 700.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Donnie, you said a few... About an hour ago, you said the max was about 7:30.
For the past few days, I've been seeing it getting up to around 750 to 800. So
yeah, I know day one we broke 800 at one point.
Yeah.
I believe I've seen it break 800 again, but I won't confirm that.
Yeah,
and I think Mega G. Yeah. I don't know about Mega G though. I mean, I'm usually in class when his streams are going on, so I can't usually watch him, obviously. But I'm going to guess that they range about 400 ish.
Actually, about 200 to 300.
Yeah, that's a good general ballpark figure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we've got literally over 1,000 people a day viewing different various streams of different hacks.
Game, please.
All right,
I'm here on my phone, and for some reason, Sonic 1 decides to boot up. Okay. Thanks, okay. Taxman.
Gene, you haven't played yet.
Gene, why are you not playing me? Come on, Gene. Play my game.
It's quite fitting.
All right, guys, it's time. I need to head off, but keep having fun.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
See ya.
I'm actually about to sign off myself, though, guys. Thank you for having me for this radio, whatever the hell this is. I don't even know sure what to call this or generalize this as.
Radio sometimes.
Radios. Radio. Oh, okay, I get it. I'll go.
Telephone.
Everyone's phones are going off.
Yes.
This is now a telephone.
It's Taxman.
Why don't you play Sonic 1, Gene?
Okay, actually, guys, I'm probably going to have to get off, too, because I got something to do that involves something breaking. I hate what happens.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Kev, for inviting me, guys, and I'll see you guys all later.
See ya.
Take care.
Later. Well, then.
Six.
Well, then.
Five.
I guess
that just leaves five of us.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, right. It's probably a good idea at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I guess it's time to wrap things up. It's
awkward silence time.
Wrapped in black.
All right, let's get rid of the awkward silence. Let's wrap things up.
Yes.
Seeing as everyone seems to be awkward silence, saying, hey, it's time to go. So, this was good fun. This was a stream.
This was a thing.
This was a thing.
Yes, it was.
It happened.
Yes.
Let's do another thing sometime.
Maybe.
Of course.
I'm sure we all will do another thing. Right. Time to say goodbyes for everyone. It's goodbye from me.
Take care, guys. Thank you all for having me on, and I had a good time.
Well, say goodbye!
Since no one else is going to go, I'm going to say goodbye from Gene, and for the love of God, check the front page at Sonic Retro. We do exist.
Yes, do. The front page is a good thing.
Goodbye.
Later, ladies and gentlemen. Good night and goodbye.